I wouldn't expect this.
it's a ghost of the Spanish Inquisition.
I'd be surprised if they get him in the third path. There's so many people there.
No, I didn't realize we were going to be fighting ghosts. I do have my rock salt bullets.
And we do.
Therefore, my shotgun.
We do all have 2 pounds of salt.
Yes, we have salt. We still need salt.
I was supposed to bring that.
I can give you some of mine.
could you hand me the...
I'm sure we brought it because we knew we were coming to fight a ghost.
No, we didn't.
I bring it all the time.
We didn't know we were fighting a ghost. We just know people...
What you've heard is disappearances. Right now, the wager is that it's a ghost. This could be like the vampire train conductor.
I think. My chips. You can have some, sure.
Can you get me a bowl so I can just grab them and put them in a bowl? So I don't want to be eating all of them. These are like some of my favorite chips, dude.
I know. They were supposed to be my snack for this evening, but I'm kind of like, I'm not hungry. And now you're stealing them.
Hey, I dug into my snacks.
Yes,
I dug into your snacks.
Everyone's dug into my snacks.
Except you.
Thank you, Attic.
And you're staying next to me.
No.
I will continue my investigation once the train stops. Because I strongly doubt they'll let me up there. To talk to them while they're working.
Definitely someone not of your status as well.
Yes.
But I always bring that 2 pounds with me. But then again, I bring a lot of shit with me.
Yes.
Some things I don't even know.
Like nine
got.
Guns.
I'm not carrying a 9 pistols on me.
Well, at least we have a justification for this card, should he play it. What is it? Hidden stash. Basically, your hero stands up a generic type of item of your choosing. No matter where they are, basically.
The little subtitle thing is, you need an Allen wrench in the middle of a desert? Yeah, I think I can do that.
You know,
contact.
You know that carriage that we have our own personal carriage driver now?
Mm-hmm.
We need to put secret compartments on the carriage.
Right, what would we put in, like, salt, steaks?
No.
Pistols.
We need a secret compartment on top, at which point someone crawls up, opens it up, and the Gatling gun comes out.
No. Put silver stakes in the compartments, just in case.
Silver stakes that when you stab someone with them, they release holy water into the enemy system.
Explode! Holy water!
Holy water!
Dude, I'm willing to spend money on that.
Don't.
These silver stakes, I would pay for that.
Like, upgrade our carriage. To make it a war carriage.
You're sitting there. What are you doing at this point? Because you're the only one who's not going shopping.
I'm watching.
I guess I just sit down at a table in the dining car, stare out the window, and
watch it rain.
You just stare out the window. You know, rain's pattering down.
I pull out one of the many penny novels I seem to have
accumulated
in my...
Time will crawl on. It's now getting towards basically early evening. As you know, it's a fairly uneventful train ride. The rain has picked up. It's now much heavier rain. Harder rain. And there's, you know, thunder and lightning to accompany.
Sweet.
At this point, since, you know, dinner's kind of concluded, a lot of people came in early and ate dinner. The general feeling on the train is that a lot of people are actually a little...
Agitated
and freaked out, actually. There's a lot of tension in the air.
I'll go find the guy. What's going on?
You'll notice that, you know, there's actually a collection of 6 guys. Some older men, you know, some, you know, obese, you know. Just a bunch of guys who are, ready to join in our hunt?
Oh, sure. What's all the commotion about?
Commotion? What commotion?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like there's some kind of tension or something.
That's because they all... One of the other guys, because the train is haunted. Oh, it's not haunted, you old fool.
That's poppycock.
Yes. Well, put your money where your mouth is. Well, they all get out there, so like, kind of, you know. The guy takes off a hat, you know, and put them all in there.
You could have found a hat full of money. What do you do with it?
Put it in a bag.
I, as a neutral party, will keep an eye on your money.
In my pocket.
They leave it with the bartender. Because they figure that's probably where all their money's going to go anyway. So, and then they kind of spread out. You're sitting here in third class, and a lot of people are basically doing the lean up against each other, trying to sleep. You know, kind of lurches. Miserable train ride. After having sat here and watched that couple for hours at this point, your ass is sore. As you are sitting on these nice, hard wooden benches. At this point, you've had liquid spilled on you twice by little children.
This is why I don't wear the dress you give me.
Well, that was only for fancy occasions.
Your left leg is covered in a grape juice.
Covered in apple juice?
And then over the back of your shoulder, because they were leaning up over the seat and then they spilled on you, kind of old milk. The parents, of course, have apologized, but that's it.
I continue watching.
Oh, God. Flammable liquids.
What are you doing at this point? You've been saying that you were sitting in the dining car.
Oh, I guess I'll just walk around the train, see if there's anyone milling about, look for strange stuff, you know.
Well, there seems to be this collection of 7 or 8 people kind of over there.
Do I recognize Liam in the group?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, Liam's got that handled. I'll look for anyone else.
Hey, man, I'm missing an arm. Will you see my model?
No, you're missing a hand. You still have elbow.
The only thing you see. Give me a nose check.
But you can't do much with it.
It was just a long stub.
Mm-hmm. Went surfing one day, and man, shark.
I got a 5.
Five. At this point, there are only basically 5 real workers left. There's engineer Dawes, who's kind of up in the engine. And then there's basically 2 runners, or 2 jumpers. They're the ones who basically have to crawl along the top of the cars and jump across to make sure everything's all right. And 2 wheelers. They're the ones who turn the wheels and make sure that the train stays intact.
I would hate that job.
What time of day is it? Is it evening?
Early evening. But it's really dark early.
Because I probably would have gone back and napped since I know that we were staying up.
But there are 5 workers at this point. Most of them are young men, except for one of the jumpers, who actually appears... He's old. And he's still jumping up on top of the trains.
I would hate that job.
Especially in the storm. It's slippery.
1 in 7 people die during this job.
I suppose I strike up a conversation with one of the idling workers.
Yeah. You'll strike up a conversation with Steven. Steven's the one that Turner's basically sitting there down the lower. Hey! How you doing, sir?
Not bad. Yourself?
Job's working.
Hell of a night.
Old Bill and Jeremy are up there working.
It's Bill!
Hell of a night to have to do a job like that.
They couldn't pay me enough.
I understand that. Train seems a little nervous. Any idea why?
I all think it's haunted.
What's your professional opinion? You work here.
Sir, I've been riding this rail, at least good 4 years now. The past 2 years, 8 workers died. That ain't that unusual. All of them fell off the train. All of them were jumpers. Nothing too odd about it. The only one who ain't died recently, old Bill. Crazy loom.
What makes him crazy?
He's been doing that job long as I can remember. He was on the first train out there with the old conductor.
Alright.
Yeah. He's also crazy to boot.
Well, you'd have to be to do it that kind of job for 8 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for at least 17.
Oh, okay. Alright. Well. Yeah, well.
Okay.
I'll just let you get back to work.
Alright, sir. You enjoy your train ride.
So I'm going to see if I can't, you know, manage to find old Bill and get him into a conversation.
Yes, he's jumped by. How's it going?
Yeah. That way. He eventually crawls down. He's actually up towards the front at this point. And you see old Bill. There's a fire in his eyes that you're pretty sure that... You see energy. You see an untamed spirit in this old, frail man.
Okay.
He looks you up and down, drenched with rain, with, you know, kind of this leather jacket that's doing what it can to keep the water off me. Thank you, Jake. Who are you?
Name's Joseph McDonald, sir.
Joe?
Joe, yeah.
Where to meet you, Joe? I'm Bill.
Pleasure to meet you, Bill.
Beautiful night, ain't it?
Suppose that's one way to describe it.
Go hell or high water, woo! Love it.
Well, at least you're doing what you love.
Oh yeah. Why, it'll be the death of me. At least I'll get away from her.
Well, I heard you've been working on this train for since it started, I guess.
Oh, yeah! Man with old Jed!
I think it Jed was the name of the conductor. I was just interested to learn more about it. See if maybe you could tell. See if you could, had a story or two you could tell.
Oh, I got plenty of stories, son. I'm old!
Yeah, but there seems to be some life in you yet.
Oh, yeah! There ain't gonna be the train that takes me. You'll probably be my wife. No, Jed. I was working that day when he got fried. Fricasseed. Damn boiler.
What?
Blew and bowled him. Blew his skin right off. Didn't die outright.
Ooh.
Held on for another 2 hours as we were trying to get him to close his town.
That had to be painful.
Too much. Find his assets to put a hole in him.
He asked them to shoot him, basically. Okay.
He knew he was a dead man. We all knew it.
Yeah. Held on for 2 hours, that shows a strength of character that not many people have.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad when you're missing half your face.
As someone who's been on this train as long as you have, how much stock do you put in these ghost stories the passengers seem to be telling?
Well, ghost stories? They're true! I've seen them! Seen them 8 times! Killed 8 different men! Everyone else claimed that they just slipped and fell off! They didn't fall off, son. They got pushed.
So he's killing people on the roof of the train?
Oh, yeah. Killing the jumpers.
Huh. How would he do a thing like that?
I don't think it's old Jed. Jed was one of the nicest men you could have ever met. It was someone else.
Did anyone else die in that boiler explosion?
Nope, just old Jed.
Hmm.
Even he didn't die in it.
Interesting.
He didn't die in it?
No, he died 2 hours later when they put a bullet in him.
Oh.
He got...
Oh, that was Jed?
Yes.
I was saying now. I hate donut ghosts.
Still have no way to hurt them.
Yeah.
Alright, well.
May not have been...
I tried to warn Steve and John and Dawes not to come up on the roof while we're up working. They don't listen, though.
Were there any patterns on the previous nights of attack?
Oh, yeah! Target the same type every time. Young man, married, jumper. Take that back. There's one fella, he was a pusher, one of the wheelers. Just targets young married men.
Any of the other boys here were married now?
Dawes just got married, John got married, and so did Steven. Yep! Looks like it's a buffet tonight!
Alright! Well. Any attacks people on the roof then? You said?
Huh? Oh yeah! Well, except, you know, for that one case where he pushed off a wheeler. But Beth, I've been trying to put the pieces together, but, you know, just an old man.
I try, but I don't actually have the investigate skill.
Yep. Gotta spend your advances somewhere. Put mine in agility, and let me tell you, that's hard as an old man.
I bet you enjoy every point you spent there.
Oh, yep. D8 helps keep me alive.
An acrobat, I hope.
What? A what?
I'm sorry, son. I'm an NPC. I don't get nearly as many advances as you fancy PCs do.
Wild cards, you mean?
All right. What are you doing at this point? Just enjoying yourself, relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just relaxing, watching the storm. So probably don't get many strong storms like this.
Do I find any ghosts?
Give me a nose check. You two give me nose checks as well. And you.
No. I'm reading a book or something.
I got a 16 and a 15.
5. Gotcha.
3.
Alright. You are looking for a ghost, and he's pale, but solid.
Probably I'm focusing on trying to keep these people looking in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Not that I know where they are.
Ooh, what's this? That is a radiator.
Well, it's white.
You probably shouldn't touch it if it's white.
And Jessica, you're going, all right, gotta look for the...
I haven't heard anything about a ghost.
gotta sit here and keep my eyes open, and you know the nice rocking of the...
I see. In third class, it's all. Oh, God, God. But in first class, it made it so that Kurt just rocks him to sleep.
Cuddle up. You have your little stuffed tigers on the.
Oh, yep. My stuffed tiger or elephant.
Alright.
Maybe it's both.
Tig elephant.
Ivan, you know that basically there's a brief kind of. Once a thunder. Thunder and then lightning. In that order.
Thunder.
That's very odd.
Thunderbolts and lightning.
And then the entire train kind of shudders. Not you know, your usual, like, turn or toss or anything. It shudders several times. Alec, you just happen to be speaking with old Bill, and then he kind of goes, look! And he points. And you notice a grave. Alongside the tracks. Well, you know, kind of like a little tombstone. And standing in front of the tombstone is a man. Short, wearing a raincoat and a bowler hat. But you can also tell...
He's not all there.
He's dreadfully pale and a little transparent. In addition, he kind of turns, and that... And when he turns and looks, that's when the thunder hits, then the lightning, and the entire thing shudders, and he's gone.
Well, that doesn't seem like a good sign.
As I said, I bring my salt all the time. But you know what? It's fucking raining. That salt is not going to help me as much as I think it would.
All right.
Huh. That's strange.
What the...
Whose grave was that? You might ask.
Anybody whose grave that was?
No, I'd have to get a better look at it. Just, you know, right past. Where'd that feller go?
I think he may have been a ghost.
Oh.
I could see through him, so... Really hope old Bill's not a,
Thomas? No, because he said he believed
it. Yeah, might have been right. Wonder if that's her boy.
I don't know. You might want to go keep an eye on some of your compatriots.
I gotta get back to work.
No. Alright.
Well, keep an eye on the jumper.
Keep an eye on the other jumper. I'm gonna go get some friends and we'll keep an eye on your compatriots.
I'll do that.
I wish I could sneak up with a pound of salt on someone, but you know what? I think that'd be noticeable. I feel like a pound heavier on one side of me. Why is our soul only
right, well, I suppose I go to Jessica's room first since she's...
Both pockets.
You're sitting there in your nighty with your little tiger.
We got a ghost.
All right, let me get dressed.
Do you happen to know where you is? Or Liam?
In the second.
That's not helpful.
No.
Okay.
You were the second. Why don't you know where they are?
All right, I guess I go.
You know what's funny is I'm nowhere near the second right now.
Dude, it's not too hard. It's not too hard to find him as he has stopped at a light at this point. Going, look, it's flickering, and they're like, yes, it's a Mr. Whitman. I didn't know you were quite so eager.
Liam,
it's scary.
Liam, come with me.
Is he getting dragged off?
I need to borrow him.
I guess I have to go. Let me know if you...
Team Rocket is blasting off again.
What are you looking...
All right, we've got a ghost.
Ah, I knew it.
Right, you have any idea where you is?
Nope.
Because no one has ever seen it.
Well, considering you're already armed, what with your cane and all, I'm going to go to my room, get my equipment. Why don't you find you?
Here's my pistol.
I need something slightly bigger than that to deal with a ghost.
There you
are. I don't think the size of a gun is going to help you with
a ghost. You're right, the size of the gun won't. The size of the bullet, however, does matter.
The size, not really. What type of bullet?
The only size bullet, appropriate bullet I have.
You guys actually haven't encountered ghosts before, have you?
Pumpkin Jack.
Technically, we did.
Pumpkin Jack. That's right.
Yes.
That's why
I got in the park.
I gave people salt because I asked, "What's good against ghosts?" Salt. How much salt? About a pound.
Right.
Go get salt.
All right. That's why I have rock salt bullets.
All right. That was Professor. That's right, the professor told you that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Alright. Mm-hmm. I shove my shotgun, my pistol, and, well, my shotgun and...
You shove your shotgun into your pistol?
No, I shove my shotgun and my axe into my backpack and throw that on.
Okay.
I pull out my pound of salt and hang it around my neck.
You don't hang a pound of salt around your
neck. That's heavy.
Not really.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
You just have to be on pound, the person. You have to have a pound of salt on you.
Cool. I won't lose it this way. Actually, I stick it into the pocket of my new jacket.
There you go.
I didn't bring my salt. But between my rock salt bullets, 50 rock salt bullets, I probably have a pound of salt.
All right, so you three are now together.
All right, I'm suppose sticky. I start stopping...
my butt hurts.
I start stopping people wandering between cars. Have you seen a tiny Asian lady...
They need to get through the stealth of 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've seen her.
Where is she?
She's in back. She is a saint.
Okay.
Oh.
Right.
She's the patience.
I guess we'll go see if,
And you'll see at this point, you know, she's kind of sitting there. You'll see her arm. You'll see this kind of stain here, the stain here. You'll notice one kid's actually, like, asleep on her leg. And another one's just kind of leaning against her, like, and drooling on her. And she's just like,
you, we need you to come with us.
I'm busy.
I think this is slightly more pressing.
That's the target.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, they've been targeting the workers. All
young man, married.
I talked to an actual worker here. All 8 deaths have been jumpers. Well, 7 deaths have been a jumper. 1 has been a turner. On the
young man, married.
Yeah,
that's the target.
Three of the people working here just got married recently.
The cart shuddered.
It shuddered when the ghost looked.
That's the target.
Shh. Take your horses down. The children are sleeping.
You fine. You stay safe here. You keep an eye on him. I'll go keep an eye on the other people.
There are numerous ones. It makes sense.
Yes.
Assign the guardian to each one.
Well, I've already got old Bill's keeping an eye on the guy on the roof, but I think one of us should go up and keep an eye on him too. Liam, you're fairly acrobatic.
That I am.
Why don't you go on the roof and keep an eye on the jumpers?
I recommend not jumping on top of the roof, just use a ladder.
I'll do what I can. Alright, let's see, the other one who just got married was the head engineer and...
Yep, the 3 people who got married recently are Engineer Dawes, he's up at the engine, John, he's one of the turners, and... Oh, Steven is the turner. John is the jumper.
Alright. You keep an eye on John. I'll go talk to see. Keep an eye on Dawes. Why don't you keep an eye on the Turner, if you don't mind?
Very well.
Okay.
All right. So, who's going up?
I am.
All right. You actually need to give me an agility. That's what it is.
He elected to not deny. So.
Actually, to climb up, it's a climbing.
Well, you are the one with the highest agility, right, Ryan?
I have a D8 plus 2.
In order to climb, you need climbing. And then when you jump cars is when it's agility.
Okay. I don't have climbing.
I have climbing.
Yeah, but you're convinced you're in the right place.
This is funny if I am right.
I'm fine. 7.
Did you include the minus 2 for not having
skill?
Okay.
Mr. Squeaky Chair. I was like, there's nothing I can do about it.
My black chair.
Yes, I am. I don't like that one.
2, 3, 4, 5.
My chair.
That's right.
Good now.
It is.
At least it feels good when I sit on it.
Oh, feels fine to me.
Do 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 do. I'm drawing the map.
There are lines.
Apparently we're going to try and find things with little blue paw prints on them, though.
Don't ask.
There are lines. They are not straight. They
I don't
black.
Know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There's a dot inside of the box.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's right.
One of the lines veers to the side.
What the hell?
I'm explaining it for the listeners.
Oh, that reminds me, guys. Eventually...
That one has a dent.
Eventually what?
Eventually, I'm going to need to play test with you guys the adventures that I plan on running on up at KentCon. So, there's going to be a day where we're not running Rippers, but instead another random adventure.
Oh, speaking of KentCon, when's the date you have to register by?
Well, technically, you don't have to register, but if you do the
pre-registration,
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
When is that date?
April 21st.